Hello and welcome to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Well, today, this is definitely a business related, out running your own business, seeking advice, seeking a mentor kind of episode. So the actual reason why I'm doing this episode today is because, backstory, I'm part of many groups and forums in various locations. And so on a Facebook group, a couple of people reached out to me and they're like, hey, I'd like to know more about what you do in HR and how you work virtually and, you know, just find out a little bit more. Maybe I could do something similar. And I said, great, I'd love to help. I love giving back. I'm going to give you 30 minutes of my time. So this is a time that, you know, we can both concentrate and work it out. Here's a link to my calendar. Click it, pick a time that works for you, leave your phone number, and I will speak with you then. They both signed up straight away, and I had one last week. No, the week before, actually. And this other lady, that it was on my calendar, it was on her calendar, and the way it's set up is it sends a reminder. It sends a reminder 24 hours in advance, and it sends a reminder an hour in advance. So it's not like you don't know it's not coming. And so last week I called, and I ended up having to leave a voicemail. So what I normally do is, if I can't get hold of someone, is I'll go to the original channel where we talked, and this happened to be Facebook, and I said, hey, we arranged to meet. I called you. Maybe you're on the other line. Let me know when you're available. And I also sent an email saying the exact same thing. This person got back to me, say, 15 to 20 minutes later and said, oh, I'm sorry, my phone's been on the fritz. Can we reschedule? And I was like, okay, that totally happens. Happy to reschedule. Sure, here's the link to my calendar again. Just pick a time. And she said, oh, can we do it same time next week? And I'm like, that's fine. So she could have, you know, done it herself, but it's okay. I went, I rescheduled it, and it sent her out an email. And again, it sends out an email 24 hours in advance and an hour in advance going, hey, you have this appointment thing coming. Hey, don't forget this appointment thing. And so today I call on time. This person seems a little surprised to hear from me. And not only that, then says, hey, you know what? I'm driving. Can you call me back in 15 minutes? This is the second time that I tried to reach out to this person because they asked me for help. I don't mind. I know that things come up, but if you want me to take you seriously in business, then if you knew you were going to be driving, you could have emailed me and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to be late because I'm going to be driving because of X, Y, and Z. Can we push this call out 10 minutes? Give me some notice. Instead, I'm here waiting. I blocked off my time for you. In fact, I'm supposed to be somewhere else, but I was like, no, this call is important. I will do this and then go to do what I'm supposed to do. And then you tell me to call you back 15 minutes later. That does not go a long way into boding goodwill or showing professionalism. Bearing in mind, a lot of the things I deal with are small businesses and HR and recruiting. So, like, if I was a recruiter and I'm calling up for a job, is that what you would do? Because this is essentially the same thing. If you are looking for a mentor, or if you are reaching out to somebody because you want their help, advice, information from them, because you want to suck something from them, have the courtesy to act professional, be on time, be helpful, whatever it is, give something back to them. But don't blow them off twice. Because trust me, they're not going to listen to anything you say from then on. That was one person. The second person who reached out to me, she set up the thing in the calendar. Again, like I said, it gives reminders and so on and so forth. And I called her again on time. And she's like, hey, can you give me 5 minutes? And so then I call her back. We talk, but now we've only got 20 minutes instead of the half an hour that I blocked out, and I did have like other things scheduled. I gave her my full 20 minutes. I even offered to follow up afterwards saying, I know we didn't have the full half an hour. I can call you back some other time, you know, set up time in my calendar or let me know when's good for you. I'm going to send you an email and to follow up on like the things that we talked about and see if you have any further questions. I sent the email. I know she hasn't even opened the email. So again, if she reaches out to me or asks me questions, it makes me far less likely to want to help. I know people get busy. I do. I really, really do. But these are two people who are like, I currently don't have a job and I want to get into this and I want to get into that. How do I do it? So, lesson, people, do not, you know, if you're going to reach out to somebody, it's great to reach out to people. You can make all sorts of connections. You can get a mentor. You can get an internship. You can just get a friend. But act professional about it. Be legit. Turn up on time. If you're going to be late, say so. It's not a problem if you say so. It's the not knowing and the lack of communication. Because as everyone knows, what people look for is, do you have communication skills? Why, yes, I do. No, you don't. If you don't tell me that you're going to be late, you do not have communication skills. I don't care how good you are, you do not have communication skills. So, less of an introvert topic, but more of a, if you're going to put your best foot forward, make sure you do it right. Thank you for listening to The Traveling Introvert. And if you have any questions or any topics you want me to talk about, please feel free to email me at introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com.